Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Jet Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. This is the Jet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's still really funny when we talk about, to me it's funny anyway, when we talk about Mother's Day, it's this.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
And then when we talk about Father's Day, it's this. It's just totally. Dad's totally good.
It's so funny.
Anyway, yeah, but it's true.
It is. 100%.
It's Mother's Day. Oh, my God. It's flowers and candy, and you got to take them out, and you got to do, and it better be nice, and you better be on it, and you better not screw it up.
Yep.
And oh, my God, and even if you're in the vicinity of the kids, you know what I mean? If you're a stepdad or a wannabe stepdad or you used to be a stepdad or you even saw their kids one time, you better be buying flowers. There better be a card. There better be a brunch. There better be all these things happening. Mm-hmm. Dad, aw, hell, get him a tie.
I feel more pressure to Father's Day than Mother's Day because my mom, I know I can get her like really beautiful jewelry, but I do have to go all out for it. Dad's Day, I'm like, what am I supposed to get him, another mother mug? Like, I can't get him any more mugs that say, you're the greatest dad in the world.
Get him the number one dad mug. I'm the number one dad.
He doesn't even drink coffee.
Look at me. Yeah, like they, and then they, oh my God. Oh. They get the crappy number one dad t-shirt. They feel like they got to wear it. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm the number one dad. Oh, yeah?
I don't want to wear that.
I'm the number one dad. Oh, come on.
It's awkward when you run into them in public at like dinner that night.
It's funny. It's funny. And then, Mom, for Mother's Day, again, for Mother's Day, oh, what was that thing that your mom made you when you were a little kid that you loved so much? That's the bit we do. That's the bit, you know, that's the bit that everybody does.
Exactly.
Oh, what did your mom do that was so great for you?
Yeah.
What, tell us the best thing you love about Mom. For dads, no, and instead for dads, we turn around on a day like today.
Baby daddy.
Then we turn around on a day like today and go, all right, and this, and especially I want this for moms at 702-364-9898. What did your baby daddy teach your kids that you really wish he hadn't? Or even as a child, what did your dad teach you that your mom is just completely disgusted
by. There's got to be something with you and your dad.
Mm-mm. No, my dad was buttoned up. My dad has a great sense of humor, but not kid sense of humor.
Okay.
Like, he's not mischievous. My dad was a worker. Later on this week, we are going to do Imitate Your Dad. Later on, I wanted to pull that out today, Imitate Your Dad. But I figured I'll save that for later on this week.
I do love when you do stages, not to derail at all, but.
But here it comes. You need to break that habit.
When Chet does his dad, you have different stages of your dad. I love your impersonation of your dad in his older age when he got super paranoid about things, or at least kind of acted that way.
Yeah, but he always had this voice.
Yeah.
He always kind of sounded like Hank Hill. Remember the show?
Yep.
What was that show?
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill.
Yep.
He always kind of sounded like that. That boy ain't right. Look at him. That just was always kind of my dad. He was from rural Oklahoma, and never lost it. Here's the funny thing. I found out they moved from Oklahoma when he was 8.
Oh, wow.
And he never lost the Oklahoma.
That's
ever
funny.
And never lost being that guy. He was just always that guy. But my dad wasn't mischievous like that.
Okay.
Any of that kind of stuff I learned from uncles and from school.
Yeah. Of course.
you know,
you learned the good stuff.
Davey, the look on your face right away. What did your dad teach you? What did your dad teach you that your mom was like, I wished he hadn't.
Still to this day, burping and speaking. Like my dad was really good about saying like, hi, how are you? But he'd burp it.
Hi, how are you?
Exactly. Kind of, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, she hated it.
That's good.
How would you, what's your earliest remember or earliest memory of that?
Six. Yeah. Five or six. Probably six.
Can you remember what it was?
For me doing it, I was just saying hi.
Like, I'm saying hi to your mom with a burp.
I go, hey, mom. Or she comes in the room. I'm like, burp.
Can you still do it?
Yeah.
Can you still do it?
I can at times, but I've got to have the right soda to drink or something. You know, I can't just do it. My dad could do it on just like QT. Yeah. Like, just here we go.
Oh,
yeah, disgusting.
People who can bring up a burp. Yeah.
It was amazing.
It's crazy. I could never do that either.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. What did you call them? Froggies?
Froggers.
Froggers.
It's where you take your knuckle and then you press it or hit really quickly into someone's muscle, typically on your forearm, and it causes them to either go numb or have a muscle spasm. My dad taught me that when I was like five, I think.
Ours was a little different. Uncle Joe used to do this to the kids. He used to torture us. But he'd pinch up a little skin and then pop it with the knuckle, and it would make a bump.
Oh.
It would make a bump. He called it a monkey bump.
Oh, I don't like your uncle.
Oh, no, he was horrible. No, it was great. And it was so funny, and I loved him so much. He was my great uncle. He was my mom's uncle. And this guy used to do that. You can't say the word anymore because it's
I know what you're talking about.
It's racially insensitive. The burn. Oh,
the burn, yeah.
The burn. Yeah. And he would do that and make you whistle. Or he would pinch you and make you whistle in various parts of your anatomy. What did that baby daddy of yours teach your darling children? That you're still just like, oh, my God. 702-364-9898 right now.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chip Buchanan Show.
Warning, warning. Father's Day is this Sunday.
Yeah.
Get on it.
You don't care. Honestly, you don't care. Mother's Day, you'd been thinking about it since New Year's. Well, actually, no. You know when you slide into Mother's Day mode, especially if you are a dad, right after Valentine's Day, because that's the other one. It's Valentine's Day. You can't screw that one up.
Nope.
And then, isn't that true, Davey?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, you can't screw that one up. And right after that, you got to go into Mother's Day mode, because if you screw that one up, you're in big trouble.
Exactly. So true.
It's just like me around the holidays. My wife's birthday is at the beginning of December. I got to make sure I got birthday figured out and then Christmas. And I got to do it all in advance because Toy Drive starts right in the middle of all of it.
Oh, that's right.
It's the same thing. And again, it's just funny, even just in the way I know that they try to take advantage of it from a retail standpoint, you know, and I just think the advertising's not even near the level for Father's Day as it is for Mother's Day,
it's
really.
Definitely not.
Nope. You know, on Mother's Day, it's...
You're beautiful.
Oh.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
Get her flowers.
Right.
Get her jewelry. Get her candy.
Breakfast in bed.
Breakfast in bed. You're right. Oh, get the kids together.
Mm-hmm.
You make pancakes that look like it was from Buddy the Elf. You know, do all that. And for dads, get him a leaf blower.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's true. You walk down the aisle of TJ Maxx, they always have a Mother's Day aisle. There's never a Dad Day aisle.
Yeah, get him. Isn't there?
No, there is. Because that's where you always get the nail clipper packet. That's the perfect Dad's Day gift. He definitely needs a collection of different size nail clippers.
Spence wins. Spence wins. You're right. Get him the nail clipper set.
Or a wallet. That's in the same thing. It's the same. It's one 4 foot by 2 foot thing, and it's got all the Dad's Day gifts, nail clippers, and wallets.
Yep. That's my point, though. There's no aisle. It's just like a little tiny section of anything.
And occasionally you see a flask.
Yeah.
Oh, the big flask. Yes. Giant flask that they'll never use.
Exactly.
But to that end, dads kind of bring it on themselves a little bit. 702-364-9898. Really, this is we're looking for moms to do this. But even kids can jump in with stuff that your dad taught you that your mom's just like, why? Samantha, what did your dad teach your kids to do? Oh, grandpas, too. Grandpas are the worst.
Yeah. When the babies first started learning to talk, he kind of taught them to screech at the top of their lungs. And now that he has 7 grandkids for family dinners, he kind of regrets it, and so does everybody else, because we have 7 kids screaming at the top of their lungs now.
Why? But why?
He just thought it was funny when they were starting to learn to use their voices. He kind of would see how loud they could go and go back and forth, who could get louder, him or them. And now that they're 7, he's kind of regretting it.
Yeah, he didn't think that through.
No.
But honestly, by 7, can't you wrangle that?
Well, they're kind of all back to back, so they just feed off of each other.
That's awesome. Leah, your baby daddy messed up while doing what?
The ABCs. So I was teaching my son to do ABCs, and I come home, and he's like, show mommy what you learned. And he's, no, from Cartoon Network. And I'm like, girl, you're supposed to be teaching him something that he could go old with, not no. And now he's just stuck on E. And I'm like, come on, ABCD. No.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Well, first and foremost, who's our winner, Davey?
P1D1, Jamay LeMay from Henderson.
Hi, buddy. Jamay LeMay.
Hi.
Congratulations. You're going to go to our premiere of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Front of the line for you. Wouldn't have it any other way for a P1D1.
Yes, and I love Morning Zoo.
That's old school talk right there.
Can I tell you that Jamay LeMay is like the queen of these early screenings that we do? We always run into each other at the screenings, and I try to sit with her every time. It's the greatest. Yes.
So you should be at the front of the line. That's funny. Now, Kayla.
We'll talk through the whole movie.
We do.
You do.
Oh.
We're bad people. I know. We're bad people.
Don't do that.
Do you talk about the movie, or do you talk about other things?
Oh, everything. Yeah. The movie, the previous movies, the sequels that may come up, all of that.
I apologize to everyone, but we can sit there and talk for hours.
You two are the reason why Chet and I separately do not go to the movies ever.
It's true. I will only go to one of those bougie ones now.
Oh, yeah.
Where you got the reserve seats, because somehow I think that's going to be better. And it's not true. People are just even more entitled.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
They pay for those reclining seats and that alcohol.
Right? So I'm going to talk all I want. Hey. I even get the idea that because the armrests are bigger, you know what I mean? There's more separation between you and the person next to you.
Yeah.
No, it just makes people talk louder.
Right.
It's awful.
When they kick their legs up, they're more relaxed. It's kind of annoying.
And by the way, put your shoes back on.
Yes. Oh, that is gross.
It's like an airplane, dude. No. Just because you're inside. Do you know how dirty that floor is? Stop it.
And the end.
The
ends of the chairs. Like, your feet. I saw someone next to me like a couple of weeks ago rubbing their feet at the bottom of the recliner.
Bare feet. So,
I die.
Here's what's funny, and I'll tell you where this all came from. So, Jamay, I imagine that people hear you on the radio and you win stuff, like, for example, going to Jurassic World and going to the front of the line. All of a sudden, you become a little more popular.
Yeah, maybe just a little.
A friend, and it's more like friend of a friend, does Margarita Sundays at their house. And so they have everybody over on Sundays. And it's exactly what you think. They hang out by the pool. They have margaritas. Yeah. Music's playing. Everybody's having a good time. And I jokingly said to them, because they said, are you coming for Margarita Sunday? And I said, no, I don't think I'm going to make it. My God, who knew you had so many friends? Oh, Jamay just got on the freeway or just switched over to the Bluetooth. We're going to put you on hold. So I said to my friend, I said, wow, it must be nice to have so many friends. And they said, no, I don't know half of these people. They're just using me for my pool and my margaritas. And I thought that was hilarious.
That's funny.
And they were cool with it and whatever. And then I'm telling you, not 2 hours later. Hey, buddy, coming into town in August. I'll read the text. Word for word. Not even a hi, how are you? Hope I get to see you. Hey, Chet, My friend and I are coming to Vegas August 3rd and 4th. We want to see the Backstreet Boys. Would you be able to get us some decent seats for Saturday night?
Not even, could you get us tickets? Could you get us some decent seats for, what is, what?
Right? Right? I wrote back tersely, possibly, period. And then I got the, how are you, by the way?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, we're good, actually.
What do people use you for? Besides your free movie premieres, Jemele May, what do people use you for?
Well, I'm kind of the cook of the family, so even if food isn't going to be served, they're like, Jemele, don't you want to bring, like, some appetizers, or don't you want to grab something, propose something for us? Like, I thought this was just like a, okay, I mean, okay, sure, I think I'm flattered.
My wife's not going to be pleased that I bring this up at all
yes.
the time.
All the time.
Oh, don't you think that she could just, uh-huh. don't you suppose? And I get it. I understand why. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of expense. We don't have a professional kitchen. We got a good kitchen, but we don't have a professional kitchen. You know what I mean? So, don't you think that she? Especially with the cakes, being
that she's a pastry chef and she's so talented.
A lot of that. Couldn't you just whip something up?
Yeah.
You know. And again, I get why people ask, and I get why people ask me for tickets. Mm-hmm. I get all that. No one's offended.
Right.
No one's offended by it. But 702. So Jemele, you get it. 702-364-9898. I just thought it was funny.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
You know, it just goes to show that no matter when you say anything, that sometimes it will affect people adversely. Spence, I didn't mean to bring up such a sore subject about how people use you for sex. I didn't mean to bring that up because I know it's difficult
for
you.
They usually do that, and you know, I'm good at it, so I'm excellent. That's why they use me. You know,
got it.
Repeatedly.
Well, when you're the best, of course. Yeah, when they know you're skilled. Sure.
God. You know what people actually use me for besides sex?
I know, right, Bryce?
You're a fool, bro.
Shut up, Bryce. Kind of. Nobody likes you. No, you know what they use me for? I get emails every year for me to write people songs, like for their birthday or for their graduation or for whatever.
Oh, and that's tight.
That's kind of cool. Or about my sexual prowess, which maybe Friday's Song of the Week, thanks to you, Bryce.
But, Bri, here was the thing, and Davey, we had to kind of cut it off on all of the people in town that were going, I get it with my wife always getting asked, because, Bryce, you're a chef, and everybody asks you for food, right?
Oh, yeah. And, look, so last week, my son goes to my son plays football, team goes to the championship game, we get invited to a barbecue. Mm-hmm. Everything's good, right? I'm like, cool, we're going to go to the barbecue, swim. They got burgers, right? They got burger patties. They got hot dogs. They got everything for a barbecue. And one of the kids' dad was like, so when you going to start cooking? What you mean? Dude, I was trying to serve the kill.
They didn't even ask you. They just assumed it was happening.
Yeah, dude. They just assumed I was automatically cooking. They was like, so when's these burgers going to be done? Well, I don't know. If somebody else makes it, it's my day off.
Yeah. No, that's, you're right, man.
Wow.
It's funny how many times I also get asked to, and I don't mind going out and hosting stuff, but I can't do all of them.
No.
And you know what? And then there's another time too. So Saturday, I'm at this golf tournament thing. My buddy DJ Allen asked me to go out and play for a bunch of his folks out there by Basic High School, and I know some of these guys too, and I know this family. And it was the Quentin Robbins Play It Forward tournament.
Sure.
We lost him one October. They want to do a scholarship program at Basic. Kid was a great golfer, played on the team. So it all makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And I went out there, and then we were kind of looking around, and I asked them, I said, how are you going to handle this post-tournament? what you got rolling here? And they were like, well, we were just going to, I said, if you want me to, I'll do it. You know, if you want me to host it, I'll do it. And it turned out, you know, and it turned out being fun, and everybody was really nice about it. But yeah, you'd be surprised. On the flip, for me, do you know how many people think that I'm going to go DJ your kid's elementary school dance?
Yeah.
I don't wiki. Yeah. I don't. And I do not have equipment.
Yeah.
And
it is funny how people assume that all the time.
But do you know who does?
Exactly.
And do you? How often do you get asked?
Oh, gosh.
For free.
Once every 2 weeks. Oh, yeah. Once every other week. Easily. Once every other week.
By the way, if you've asked me and I've asked Davey and you've gotten it for free, it's because I paid Davey.
Correct. And they think, you know, a lot of people don't get, like, even for, like, a wedding, there's a lot of time that goes involved into a wedding. You know, they think you just show up and just, you...
You're just playing music.
Exactly. The timeline, the music, getting everything mapped out. I mean, there's a lot of time involved. And then loading up the equipment, getting there early. I mean, it's sometimes a full afternoon.
Cultivating a playlist, that is a trick in itself, right? Yeah, so...
Well, and I when they bristle... If I do charge them for whatever my particular services might be, if I do charge them, I just go, you're paying for the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for all this other stuff. Aren't you paying for the food?
Exactly.
And all of that. And you know, my wife's waiting at home, especially now. My wife's sick. Yep. You know, I kind of need to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just sometimes. This is funny. Jay, what do folks use you for?
I am my wife's single friend's rent a hubby.
What does that mean?
Well, my wife has
sex.
A group of friends.
For you, buddy.
Sorry, yeah. nice job, Jay. Sorry. I've seen that movie. I didn't call a plumber.
I heard you got a pipe needs clearing out.
Yeah, that's right.
So she has a group of friends, and some happen to be single. So when something comes up around their house that needs to get done, I do it. Hey, honey, can you go over there and move this or put that up on the wall or go and get this or barbecue or paint the house or some crazy nonsense like that.
Paint the entire house.
So, you know, so I shuffle off to Buffalo and go do my duties. But and to respond to Chet about 60 pounds ago, yes, I was used for my butt.
Of course you were. Of course you were. How could you not be?
You're a sexy man, yeah.
They can't help themselves. What? All right, buddy, have a great day. Love Jay.
Can't even take himself seriously.
Is it, Davey, do you say Sarah? Saira?
Saira.
Saira.
Saida.
Saida.
Davey,
my bad.
Davey fat fingered it because there's like R's and W's and stuff in there. You work, what can you say what show you work for?
I work for Caesars Entertainment. So all of the box offices for Caesars Entertainment except for Caesars.
Wow. Okay. So you get that all the time.
Can I get tickets? Every day. As soon as shows go on sale, Gwen Stefani, how many seats can you get? Like, what days can we go? Or sometimes they don't even include me. You know, it's like, oh, what day can I get tickets for? It's like, well, let me figure me out first, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And I don't know how it works for you guys. It's, you don't get, like, they don't have just extras laying around that you can hand out, right?
No, of course not.
I got a buddy that works for AEG, and although he has offered repeatedly whatever you want,
yep,
I still don't want to ask him. Ever, because I know everybody knows what he does, and they ask him.
We have the same friend. Yes. It happens all the time. Yeah.
No, and he offered one time for one that we really wanted to do, and we couldn't. That was right when Amy first started not feeling well, and now it's a show that comes back. It's somewhat recurring. I would love to ask, and I know he would say yes.
Yeah.
I'm not asking.
I don't like to ask.
I'm not asking. No. I can only imagine, Jody, the hell that is your life.
Right?
What is it that people ask you for?
So I'm a professional dog trainer, and people ask me all day long, what can I do to get my dog to stop doing this? What about this? Fix this problem. But I was saying, I think the worst problem is when, like, my relatives don't use my services, which are free to them, and then they say, oh, yeah, my sister's a dog trainer, and then their dog is the crazy one in the bunch.
The crazy one at the dog park, and they're like, oh, yeah, she must not be very good at what she does.
She's awful.
Right? Please don't wear the business shirts. Please don't wear those out.
Yeah, no, that's
funny.
Yeah, I would imagine it's like a doctor. Because even when we went to my wife's follow-up appointment, And she was like, maybe you could just ask him to clean your ears out while we were there. So I didn't straight up ask him, but I did make jokes about, yeah, you could just bring that up right here, this ear, right here.
Rinse that out real
Yeah,
quick.
Just to see if they'd do it, and then they did. And nor should they ever.
Yeah. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5. 90.4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.